Alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah. ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح اللهم اجعلنا دعاة إليك وإلى رسولك أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون وقال الله تعالى شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان صدق الله العلي العظيم حاضرين الكرام honorable brothers and sisters today is آخر يوم من شعبان Today is the last day of Shaban. Today we would like to reenact a scene which took place many, many years ago in the holy, blessed town of Medina. It was a day like today. It was the last day of Shaban, a day like today, when Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed his companions. Today we would like to reenact that scene and give you back the same message which the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam gave to his companions on the last day of Shaban. An Salman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qal Qatabana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam fi akhiri yawmin min Shaban. The Rawi of the Hadith is that famous Sahabi who came from Persia, Hazrat Salman al-Farsi radiallahu ta'ala an. He said that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave us a khutbah. Subhanallah, the blessed words of the Prophet. The Prophet spoke to us. He gave us a khutbah. He lectured to us. Fi akhiri yawmin min Shaban, on the last day of Shaban, it was a day like today. Faqala, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told his companions, telling the whole ummah, from now till Qiyamah. Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, O mankind, قَدْ أَضَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ, a great month has dawned over you. A great month is about to come in. It is towering over you, about to enter. A month which is عَظِيمٌ مُبَارَكٌ, it is great and blessed, full of barakah. شَهْرٌ, it is such a month, fihi layla, in which there is a night, khayrun min alfi shahr, better than 1,000 months in virtues, better than 1,000 months. If one were to spend 1,000 months in ibadat, this night is better than 1,000 months that one may spend in ibadah. Of course, this is the night of Laylatul Qadr. The Rasul alayhi salam is referring to Laylatul Qadr. Shahrun, said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is a month. Ja'ala Allahu siyamahu fariida. It is a month wherein Allah has made fasting compulsory. It is not nafil. It is not sunnah. But the fast is a pillar of Islam. It is fard, it is compulsory. So much so that some of our ulama have said that if a Muslim is seen in the marketplaces eating publicly, breaking the laws of Allah publicly, without a valid excuse in the Sharia, he should be put to death. Or at least he should be flogged. And we also should adopt some form of reprimanding and rebuking people who break the laws of Allah openly. Allah sent His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ, He is the one who sent His Rasul. لِيُظْهِرَ, لِيُظْهِرَ, that He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, may make His deen manifest over all other religions. هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَهُ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ, with the guidance and the true deen. لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ, that He may make this deen dominant over all other creeds and isms and religions. وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ, even though the mushriks don't like it. Even though the pagans, the polytheists, the kuffar, they don't want it. They do not want Islam. That Islam be dominant over all other religions. They do not want the Islamic way of life, but He sent His Rasul that He may make Islam dominant. And we, the followers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, have to continue this mission of preaching Islam and to prevent Allah's laws from being broken, especially publicly. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Shahrun, it is a month. جَعَلَ اللَّهُ صِيَامَهُ فَرِيضًا, wherein Allah has made the fast compulsory. It is fard, as He mentions in the Quran. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, أي إيمان والو, O people who believe, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ, fasting has been prescribed for you. It has been made fard for you. كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, as it was made farz upon those before you. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that you may learn self-restraint, you may learn abstinence, you may learn taqwa, you may go onto the road of the muttaqeen, you may abstain from committing sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the fasting farz. But Allah, who is kind, Allah who wants to give us this Jannah, Allah who wants us to receive of His bounties, Allah mentions that this fast, sawmukum kasawmihim. The commentators commenting on the ayat of the Quran mention that the verse means sawmukum kasawmihim. your fast is just like their fast. They had to fast, you also have to fast. Allah is consoling us. That listen, this is not something new. Don't take it as being hard. Nations before you also had to fast. Your fast is just like their fast. With respect to what? Fil adad. With respect to the number. You have to fast a month. They also had to fast a month. Ramadan is a month connected to revelation. All the revealed books of Allah were revealed in this month of Ramadan, not just Holy Quran. The Torah, the Zabur, the Injil, Quran. Oh, this month is connected to revelation. So the nations before us, Allah had made the month of Ramadan farz upon them also. So much so there is a hadith of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which mentions, Siyamu Ramadan, the fast of Ramadan, katabahu Allahu ala al-umami min qablikum. Allah had made this fast of Ramadan farz upon those nations before you. They also had to fast in this month. You have to fast also. Consolation. They did it. You also do it. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that their fast is just like our fast. Yani with respect to fi nafsi sawm, fasting itself. Fi nafsi sawmi mutlaqan, fasting in general. So the similarity is with respect to the fast in general. That they also had to fast, you also have to fast. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the first man, Abul Bashar, father of all mankind, just as Iblis, Ash-Shaytan, Jan, Abul Jinn is the father of all jinnat, so too Abul Bashar, the father of all mankind, Adam alayhi salam, Allah had made it compulsory upon him that he fast. Ayyamul Bidh, fast the days of whiteness, 13th, 14th, 15th of every lunar month. It was compulsory upon Adam and his children also followed that. 13th, 14th and 15th. Today in the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to fast on the white days. Those are the days whose nights are the brightest. Therefore they are called Ayyamul Bidh, the days of whiteness. In our time, in our Sharia of Islam, it is Sunnah to fast every 13th, 14th and 15th of every lunar month. But for Adam it was compulsory. For Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when Allah demonstrated his power, وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا الْبَحْرَ, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala split the ocean, and he drowned Fir'aun and the forces of Fir'aun and delivered Banu Israel on that great day when the ocean was turned into a road, 12 parts, and Banu Israel crossed over the Red Sea. Musa alayhi salam, Allah made that day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram. It was the day on which this great miracle, power of Allah occurred. And Banu Israel was freed from Fir'aun and the bondage that they were in, bondage of slavery from the Egyptians. Freed from bondage, from slavery, delivered by Allah, opening of the Red Sea. Ashura was compulsory upon Musa, he had to fast it. And his Musa's Ummah also fasted. So much so when Rasul came to Medina, he found the Jews fasting. And he said, "Ma hadha sawmul ladhi tasumunahu? What is this fast that you all are keeping here today?" And they said that this is the day of Ashura. Musa alayhi salam fasted on this day to show gratitude, so we also fast on this day. Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Nahnu ahakku wa awla bi Musa minkum," that we are closer to Musa than you. We are more deserving to be associated to Musa than you people. We will also fast on the 10th of Muharram. But the Rasul said to his Ummah to differentiate between the Jews and between the Ummah. He said fast a day before or fast a day after. So today we fast on the 10th of Muharram and the 11th of Muharram. or the 9th of Muharram and the 10th of Muharram. So, your fast, you had to fast. Nations before you had to fast. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you believe, kutiba alaykumus siyam kama kutiba alalladhina min qablikum. Fast is farz upon you as it was upon those before you. Why is Allah consoling us? Because it's a whole month of fasting. That is why Allah mentions in the other verse, ayyaman ma'dudat, chandino, a numbered amount of days, Allah says. Wa in kana kathiran, even though the adad and the number is plenty, a whole month is plenty, it's not one day or 2 days or 3 days, it's a whole month of fasting. But Allah made it sound so easy. Ayyaman ma'dudat, chandino, a few days, a numbered amount of days, 1 month. He made it sound easy. Why all of this? Why all of this? Yuridu Allah bikumul yusr, wa la yuridu bikumul usr. Oh, Allah wants always to have easiness with you and not difficulty with you. So He gave the concession that those who are sick, they have the permission that they may not keep the fast and make it up afterwards. Those who are on journey, they could make it up afterwards. But at the end of it all, Allah says, wa anta sumu khayrul lakum, to fast is better for you. After analyzing everything, to actually keep the fast is better for you. In kuntum ta'lamun, if you are truly knowing that, faf'aluhu fi tilka al-ayyam, then do it in those days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoles us, gives us certain concessions, explains the fast in a nice way, make it sound very easy, because in the fast there is naw'u su'ubatin, a type of difficulty. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hakeem and ra'uf. Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the last day of Sha'ban, he said that this is a month wherein Allah has made the farz complete, the fast farz. وَقِيَامَ لَيْلِهِ تَتَوُّعًا, and Allah has made standing in night a sunnah, the Taraweeh salat, 20 rakats, a sunnah, witr in jamaat, coming down to us from our Khulafa'i Rashideen, still observed in Mecca and Medina today, the two holiest places in the world. Mecca al-Mukarrama, Taraweeh salat, 20 rakats, witr in jamaat, Medina Sharif, 20 rakats of Salatul Taraweeh, with witr in jamaat, following the tradition of our Salafi Saleh, our pious predecessors, following the sunnah of Al-Khulafai Rashideen, who knew Quran and Hadith better than us. The Taraweeh Salat has been made sunnah. وَقِيَامَ لَيْلِهِ تَتَوُّعَ. Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ تَقَرَّبَ فِيهِ بِقَصْلَةٍ, anybody who seeks nearness to Allah in this month of fasting by performing any nafil act, any optional deed, anybody who does a nafil and optional deed in this month, كَانَ كَمَنْ أَدَّى فَرِيضَةً, it is as though he has performed a farz act, فِيمَا سِوَاهُ, in a month other than Ramadan. The blessing of every nafil is the blessing of a farz. Nafil is equivalent to farz in this month. وَمَنْ أَدَّى فَرِيضَةً, and anybody who fulfills one farz in this month, كَانَ كَمَنْ أَدَّى سَبْعِينَ فَرِيضَةً فِيمَا سِوَاهُ, it is as though he has performed 70 farz in a month other than Ramadan. Every farz salat you perform in this month, you get the blessings of performing 70 farz acts. That is why people like to give their zakat in the month of Ramadan, because you get the blessing of giving 70 zakats. Every farz is equivalent to 70 farz. Every nafil equivalent to one farz in this holy, blessed month of Ramadan. We should make an intention now that we will perform as many nafil as we can in this month of Ramadan. Try to perform all our farz salat in jamaat. leave home with taharat, use miswak with all the mustahabbat and desired acts, to get up for tahajjud, to do as many nafil acts, because this is the season of earning. Businessmen, they know seasons. And in these seasons, they earn a lot. This is the month for us to earn. The fast is there for us. Ramadan is there for us. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ That you may become muttaqeen. You may fear Allah. This is the month for us to reap of these fruits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has so amply provided for us. Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his companions, وَهُوَ شَهْرُ السَّبْرِ Oh, this month of Ramadan is the month of patience. Sometimes with the hunger, bad temper comes in. It is the month of sabr and patience. We are told in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if somebody engages you in a dispute, tell him, Inni sa'im, I am fasting. If the person is not a person who is reasonable, then tell yourself that you are fasting. Do not engage in quarrels, disputes. Huwa shahru sabri, it is the month of sabr. It is the month of patience. It is the month that you need to restrain your nafs from eating, from al-akli wa shurbi wal jima, from eating, drinking and fulfilling the desires with one's wife. وَهُوَ شَهْرُ الصَّبْرِ It is the month of sabr, patience. وَالصَّبْرُ And patience. ثَوَابُهُ الْجَنَّةِ The reward of sabr is Jannah. The reward of sabr and patience is Jannah. وَشَهْرُ الْمُوَاسَةِ It is the month of sympathy. شَهْرُ الْمُوَاسَةِ The month of compassion. The month of sympathy. To be merciful, to be kind to people, not harsh, cruel and hard. وَشَهْرٌ It is a month. يُزَادُ فِي رِزْكِ الْمُؤْمِنِ فِي It is a month wherein the sustenance, the risk of a mu'min is increased. So much so, even in the month of Ramadan, we get such things to eat that we do not get in other months. In Ramadan, we get such risk that we do not receive in other months, because the Prophet ﷺ said, وَشَهْرٌ يُزَادُ فِي رِزْكِ الْمُؤْمِنِ فِيهِ That the risk of a mu'min is increasing this month. The time comes to break the fast at the end of the day. ثُمَّ أَطِمُّ الصِّيَامَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ And complete the fast until the night. ثُمَّ أَطِمُّ الصِّيَامَ إِلَى اللَّيْلِ The Rasul said, Man fattara fihi sa'ima. Anybody who gives a fasting person something to break the fast with, kana magfiratan lidhunubihi. This act of his will bring his forgiveness. It will be a means of forgiveness for his sins. You come in the evening and give somebody something to break their fast. That is a reason for the forgiveness of your sins. Wa itqa rakabatihi minan nar. And freedom of his neck from the fire of Jahannam, just by giving something to somebody to break the fast. Magfiratan li dhunubihi, forgiveness for his sins. Wa itqa rakabatihi minan nar, and freedom of his neck from the fire of Jahannam. Wa kana lahu mithlu ajrihi, he will get the same reward as the person who had fasted. So he will get the reward for fasting. He'll get the reward for giving him something to break his fast with, which is forgiveness and freedom of his neck, and he will get the same reward of that person who had also fasted. Min ghayri ayyun qasamin ajrihi shay'un, without the fast, without the other person's reward being diminished in the least. His reward is not going to be diminishing. You're getting the same reward as he's getting. Just for giving something to somebody to break his fast. Oh, the Sahaba said, قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ A messenger of Allah. laisa kulluna yajidu ma yufattiru sa'im. Not every one of us possess that amount of food to give a fasting person to break his fast. We do not possess that amount of food with which we can give a fasting person to break his fast. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ Messenger of Allah said, يُوْطِ اللَّهُ هَذَا الثَّوَابِ Allah will give this reward. مَنْ فَتَّرَ صَائِمًا To the one who gave a fasting person to break his fast, عَلَى تَمُرَةٍ With just one date, Allah will give him all these rewards which has been mentioned. You don't have to give him food. If you give a person a date to break his fast, you get all these rewards. أو شربت ماء or even a drink of water. أو مذقت لبن or even a drink of milk. You do that, Allah will give you these rewards. وهو شهر Rasul alayhi salam said, it is a month. أوله رحمة The first part brings Allah's rahmat and mercy. First 10 days of rahmat. 10 days of rahmat. وَأَوْسَطُهُ مَغْفِرًا And the middle 10 days brings Allah's forgiveness. وَآخِرُهُ إِتْقُمْ مِنَ النَّارِ And the last 10 days brings freedom from the fire of Jahannam. Allah begins to free people in the last 10 days of Ramadan. مَنْ خَفَّفَ أَمْ مَمْلُوكِهِ فِيهِ In this month, if anybody lightens the work of his bondsman, of his servants, of his employees, he makes it easy upon them because they are also fasting. What will be his reward for doing that? غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ Allah will forgive him for that. Just for lightening the work of his bondsmen, his servants, his employees, those under him. غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ Allah will forgive him for that. وَآتَقَهُ مِنَ النَّارِ And Allah will free him from the fire of Jahannam just for that simple act. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, وَاسْتَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ مِنْ أَرْبَعِ خِصَالِ Do 4 things in this month in great abundance. O believers, sisters and brothers, Rasul alayhi salam is telling us by telling the Sahaba on the last day of Shaban, do 4 things in great abundance in this month. Kaslataini, 2 of these things. Turuduna bihima rabbakum. When you do 2 of these things, you will make your Lord, your Rabb, you will make him very happy. Waqaslatain. And there are the other 2 things. Lagina bikum anhuma. There is no independence for you from these things. You need these 2 things. You are dependent on these 2 things. Then the Prophet alayhi salam gave tafsir of the 4 things, which we should do in abundance in this month. فَأَمَّا الْخَصْلَتَانِ اللَّتَانِ تُرُدُونَ بِهِمَا رَبَّكُمْ As for those 2 deeds, when you do these 2 deeds, you will please your Lord. What are they? فَشَهَادَةُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ It is the shahada, testimony of La ilaha illallah in great abundance, day and night. La ilaha illallah 100 times, 200 times, 300 times, 1,000 times in great abundance. This kalima of La ilaha illallah in this month. Watastaghfirunahu And you will ask Allah for forgiveness. Astaghfirullah. Rabbighfir warham wa anta khayrul rahimin. Astaghfirullah alladhi la. Any form of istighfar, ask Allah for forgiveness. Do these 2 things in great abundance. And when you do them, Allah is going to become happy with you. Wa ammal, then the Rasul alayhi salam said, Wa ammal khaslatani latani la ghina bikum anhuma. As for those other 2 things which you need, you can't do without, فَتَسْأَلُونَ اللَّهَ الْجَنَّةِ You will ask Allah for Jannah in this month. Make plenty dua in great abundance. O Allah, Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridhaka wal jannah. O Allah, we ask you for your pleasure and jannah. O creator of the heavens and the earth, allow us to go in your jannah. The Rasul said, make plenty, plenty dua for jannah in this month. وَتَعَوَّذُونَ بِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ And you will seek refuge in Allah from the fire in great abundance in this month. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Wa Allah save us from the fire. These two duas you will make in great abundance. And these are two things. La ghina'a bikum anhuma. That you need and you can't do without. Then finally, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَمَنْ سَقَى صَائِمًا Anybody who gives a fasting person something to drink, سَقَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ حَوْضِي Allah will make him drink from my fountain. From my fountain, which will have cups on the banks of the fountain. كَعَدَدِ النُّجُومِ أَبَارِيكُ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ Cups of gold and silver. كَعَدَدِ النُّجُومِ Equivalent to the amount of stars in the sky. Such cups will be lying in the banks of the Kawthar. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be there with his blessed hands to give water. Man saqa sa'iman. Anybody who gives a fasting person something to drink. Saqahu Allahu min hawdi. Allah will make him drink from my fountain. Sharbatan. Such a drink. Such a drink. La yadhma'u, he will not become thirsty after that drink. Hatta yadkhul al-jannah, until he enters the jannah. He will never become thirsty until he enters the jannah. And that day, it's a day of thirst. It's a day when the sun will be close down to us about one spear's length over our heads. And the sun is going to be close and hot and no shade. But just giving somebody something to drink. Allah will make us drink from the Hawz-e Kawthar, such a drink that a person will not become thirsty again until he enters the Jannah. My dear respected brothers and sisters, this is the famous mashhur khutbah of Salman Farsi, which was given to the companions on the last day of Shaban, as we also reenacted and did today, to stress the importance of Ramadan. And so with these few words, which I hope will suffice, may Allah help you and me to put these into practice and to give us the ability to teach it to others. And may we begin our Ramadan in the best way and accept the advice of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and utilize the month from the very beginning to the end. And do not wait, do not procrastinate, but from the very beginning, which will begin with Maghrib tonight, until the sighting of the moon of Shawwal, the whole month, may Allah give you and me the tawfiq not to waste it, for it may very well be our last Ramadan. Who knows if we might see another Ramadan again. We are thankful and we ask Allah to keep us through the whole month of Ramadan and give us that amount of life again, since He has blessed us with Rajab and Shaban. We ask Him to take us on to Ramadan and give us yet another month to prepare for our eternal place in Jannat, inshallah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.